game time, baby. Hey, y'all know what time it is. Trying to put that work in.
All right, DeMarcus, how did it feel to get back out there?
You know, it was the first game back, really against another opponent instead of practicing against your own teammates, and it felt really good. Physically, my body did what I wanted to do, but mentally, you gotta each week get a little bit more keen on a lot of the tendencies and being able to be a lot more effective. Because it's a short period of time that you're out there, but as the game went on, you get in the groove and things get a lot more like home.
Yeah, man, felt great to be out there, man, and make some plays and help my teammate up. If we're gonna be out there, we gotta think, positively. We gotta just think about the game. We can't think about, oh, I'm aching. What happens if this? What happens if that? We just gotta go out there and play. Like nothing happened, and that's exactly what I did today.
What were you hoping to accomplish tonight?
I think tonight you always accomplish you not making many mistakes on some of the checks that you have on defense. And the main thing is effort. If you're going to be out there 20, 15 plays, how much effort can you, give on each one of those plays, and how effective can you be?
It felt good. It's been a while. It's good to go out and get my feet wet. I got some things to work on. And I just look forward to next week.
How did it feel with Peyton out there?
Of course, it always feels good with Peyton out there. A little different because of the new offense, but it's basically just, I'm still trying to get back into football shape and get everything, get the new offense and new routes down on the same page against another opponent besides our teammates.
Yeah, it's good for him to go back to work. I thought he worked the last 3 days at camp, probably his best that he has worked. And so I wanted him to go out there and play with Peyton. He gets, a few balls come his way. But obviously he's a fine player, and we need to pick up the reps this week, so we'll do that.
Not just a coincidence, trying to get him the ball and get him going. I think the more, he can touch the ball, and obviously with him missing, mini camps and stuff, that's important. So good to get him some catches, and, like all of us, we're all trying to improve and get ready for that regular season opener.
No more road trips for about a month. Broncos knocked out their two preseason road games. We'll now spend the remaining time here at Sports Authority Field. First San Francisco, followed by Arizona. Before then, the 49ers will come to town. A lot to get to next week on DenverBroncos.com. But right now, I want to look at what the Broncos did last night in terms of finally rolling out Peyton Manning, starting his first game this preseason, getting his first chance to kind of integrate himself into this new offense. Four possessions, four punts, not the way you want to start. But couple drop passes, Mace, a couple penalties here and there. Tough to get into that rhythm when you're trying to kind of go up tempo for the first time.
Yeah, 8 of 14 for 52 yards. You have to look beyond the numbers. Like you mentioned, the drop passes on a couple of third downs really set the Broncos back a bit. Penalties put them back further. And the other thing to consider is the fact that they had bad field position. They were starting inside. The average drop start position was at the 14-yard line on Manning's first four series. So, Gary Kubiak, as he said at halftime coming off the field, thought Manning looked fine. The issues, I think those are going to be corrected. But in general, a pretty solid start. And the other thing to consider, like you mentioned, they did some no-huddle stuff. And one of the things I took from this game and what the first-team offense did in particular was that this really is going to be a mashup of the Kubiak offense and what the Broncos have done in previous years. Because if you look at the first play, they're no-huddle. And they go four wide because they move James Casey and C.J. Anderson out, and they run a bubble screen. We've been watching that on a regular basis for actually going back even before Peyton Manning came. That's been a bread-and-butter play going back to 2009 for this offense. So, it's definitely going to be a little bit of what the Broncos have done and a little bit of what Kubiak likes to do.
Well, and I think that you want to see the offense be able to move the ball a little bit there, but the other thing to keep in mind is that they're working on specific things.
Right.
And Peyton Manning even said it after the game that, hey, it wasn't a coincidence why the ball was going to Demaryius Thomas so much. They're trying to get into this rhythm. It was the first time that they were on the field. You also saw Owen Daniels get a lot of targets there. They're just trying to work on very specific things, and you want to see them move the ball, but it's more important to kind of get that chemistry and that flow.
Yeah, he was hoping to go at least into the second quarter, through the second quarter, maybe even to halftime. That's what you're thinking when you think four possessions. When you go punt, 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 three and out, sometimes you can't get that rhythm going.
Yeah.
For me, I think there was so much emphasis put on what Peyton would do when he came in. You guys said he was clean. You look at sacks this year so far through two games. Broncos have 12. The opponents have 2. That's a great sign when you have a new line trying to protect the quarterback and run the ball well. Never mind the fact, let's watch Brock Osweiler come back in, pick right up where he left off in Seattle. And then the rookie, Trevor Siemian, came in, goes 7 for 10, finishes with 130 passer rating, all behind these lines that are trying to get together. Remember, that second and third line, Coach Kubiak said last week, hey, he wanted to see them improve, and they did.
Drastically, I think, and especially with Siemian out there in the fourth quarter, I thought toward the end on that game, on what was the game-winning drive, that was the best we've seen from the backup offensive line as far as keeping him upright and keeping in, creating a nice, clean pocket for Trevor Siemian. How can you not be impressed with what he's doing, though,
right
under center the last couple of games? Like you said, 130 rating. And this past week, of course, you know, he was the third quarterback up in practice behind Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler, which meant on the day that Manning got off, Thursday, he got to run the two-minute drill in practice with the second-team offense. And that really helped him out when he had to go run it in the game on Saturday. He said that really kind of helped him feel a bit more comfortable, and he got the job done last night.
Well, when you talk to Trevor, the first thing that you notice is his presence. He's very calm. No moment is too big for him. And even Gary Kubiak talks about that after the games. He's a calm guy. You know, and Kubiak said, hey, we knew he could throw the ball. We just wanted to see if he could put the whole package together. Through the first two games, clearly he can.
Yeah, he got a lot of high fives in the locker room after the game right there. The quarterback's tucked into the corner right where you're standing to shoot the victory speech as you walk in the locker room. Peyton, one of them, giving him one of those high fives. Again, Peyton finally making his debut, not going the way he would have liked for that first game. But he said, you know what? It is that first game. Got plenty to work on for the Niners.
Very pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome to NRG Stadium here in Houston as we are set for preseason game number two. Houston Texans playing host to the Denver Broncos. The Broncos, of course, coming off that preseason opening game victory last week in Seattle, look to make it two games in a row. They'll have Peyton Manning playing for the first time in this preseason.
We were getting up there and going with it. We had a game plan, and We were trying to play at a fast tempo and get up there and go. And so there were some good things. And, you know, obviously when you are going no huddle, you certainly want to stay on the field. You know, I think our first drive is not what you want to do, where you go, you know, no huddle and you go three and out. So you obviously want to stay on the field if you are doing that. So, you know, whether you're huddling or whether you're not huddling, you still got to be able to execute. So we certainly can execute better. There were some good things, but I think it's just nice that that's, you know, possibly an option for us to have in our arsenal this season.
Shotgun snap to Peyton, looks left, throws left, pass caught, Demaryius Thomas, and then he dropped it.
Second pass, I got to drop it. We could have converted on that third down. That's one thing we got to work on. And it was a couple more other drives. I mean, third and short that we got to work on as an offense. And, you know, if I think we get that down, you know, it'll be better. It won't look like it did.
Peyton with a play fake, sets deep in the pocket, looks left, throws left, wide open is Demaryius Thomas.
I thought they did a good job. Like I said, we did some no-huddle things and you know, communication on the road for a lot of first-time starters. I thought that those guys were poised out there, and, you know, thought the protection was good the whole time that I was in there. And we've always said that if you can do some no-huddle, you have the chance to tire out the defense and hopefully slow down their pass rush. And, you know, I can't speak to that, can't speak for the defense, but I felt like our guys handled all the communication and played at a pretty good tempo. And, you know, I thought there were some good things in there.
Peyton Manning last night after the Broncos beat the Texans 14-10. When we come back, former running back Lance Ball will join us. He played with Peyton both back in Indy and here in Denver. He'll join us here in a minute here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be right back.